everyone, and welcome back to Grasp the Situation.
So, last time, we discussed how to recognize the symptoms of a problem using the Robert story on the Grasp the Situation blog.
We also identified two different types of symptoms that Robert was exhibiting.
These are early warning symptoms and here and now symptoms,
which you can review on the blog.
And this time, we're going to do things a little differently.
And we are super excited about it. What you're going to hear is a conversation between Robert's mother and father, Jim and Laura, who are trying to formulate a preliminary diagnosis but are really struggling.
They've identified some symptoms of the problem, but their parenting styles and obvious concerns for their son are getting in the way of this.
So here's what's going on. Robert's mother just came home from work and sees her husband sitting on the couch watching television. Robert is in his bedroom with the door closed, as usual. Hey, honey, where's Robert?
Where he usually is, in his room with the door closed.
I'm really worried about him, Jim. I don't think he's going to class anymore, and he spends all his time in that room of his. We have no idea what he's up to. Have you seen him at all today?
Yeah. Only when he got some food from the fridge, though.
Did he say anything?
Only that he wasn't feeling the greatest again.
Again?
Yeah. And I think you're right about him being done with classes.
That's what I figured. I mean, he is such a smart kid and has a lot of talent, you know?
Yeah, but it's just like he's not interested in anything anymore, except that church group on campus.
Well, at least he's interested in something. But that's not enough. I mean, I know we'll get through this in the end, but I just really want to help our son.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I just think he needs a little push.
And maybe we need a little guidance.
As you can hear, Robert's parents are certainly struggling right now.
So if you have any advice,
or if you've gone through a similar situation,
then reach out to us. You can comment in the box below or email us at graspthesituation@yahoo.com.
And remember to tune in next time where we hope to have some answers for Robert's parents.